Howard Hill stops his red Chevy pickup truck beside a barn near Union, Iowa, that houses 1,000 of his hogs. In the truck's bed is a 55-pound bag of Rumensin 90. That's a common antibacterial ingredient in cattle feed that helps reduce bloating. Pigs don't eat it. Hill's brought it here to dump into the manure pit under the hogs. Outside the barn, Hill and Kent Reiner, the manager here, remove a fan to access the 8-foot-deep pit. It extends under the barn's slatted floor, capturing a lot of pig poop. The men peer down at a gurgling brown mass.
That gas bubbling in there turns the whole thing kind of into, it's been described as a milkshake.
Certainly not an appetizing one.
Whereas typically in a pit, you will have the heavy material down at the bottom, and that's why we agitate. And in some cases, we haven't even had to agitate these pits because it's homogeneous already just from the bubbling process.
Hill's brought the bag of powder to calm the gas. This is his first time dealing with foam, a vexing problem that's become a persistent issue in the upper Midwest since 2008. Several flash fires have killed hogs and injured workers. In one barn, 1,500 hogs perished. And still, scientists haven't found the cause. Iowa State University professor Stephen Hoff is leading a million-dollar three-state research project.
What we're finding is that roughly 25% of the producers that we're surveying are experiencing some form of foaming.
Well, it's a great research project. You know, if you were going for your doctorate or something at the university, it would be fun.
But Gene Gilman isn't a student. He's a hog farmer in Garden City, Minnesota, who confronted pit foam last year. Like Hill, he turned to the cattle feed ingredient.
And 3 weeks later, after the Rumensin, there was no foam.
He's been carefully monitoring this year, and so far, no foam. He doesn't know why. He thinks weather may be a factor. Last summer was much hotter than this year. And Hoff, the researcher, says that's one of the variables scientists are investigating. Another is the bacterial makeup of pits with and without foam.
We're looking very extensively at the chemistry of manure, as well as the microbial population shifts that we might have in a foaming manure pit.
Foaming incidents seem to take off around the time an ethanol byproduct called dried distiller's grains became a common ingredient in swine feed.
It's a very high fiber feed, and in some cases combined with a higher fat content. So those two components are issues or at least avenues that we're pursuing in the research business.
But Hoff says they haven't been able to make a conclusive connection between the distiller's grains and foam. Until a cause is isolated, farmers are at a loss for preventing the problem. So they're stuck with Band-Aids. Hill pours some of the powder into the bubbling brown milkshake and uses a long stick to gently mix it in. Reinert watches with anticipation.
I don't know, will you be able to see it? Do something? Or how long? It'll probably take a little while.
There's no immediate impact, but after 2 weeks, Hill reports improvement. The foam isn't completely gone, but it's consistently lower. He's quieted the milkshake this time, but he and others remain eager for a more permanent fix. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.